great oldies. Wave 970, WAVG, Louisville.
President Bush is huddled in the Oval Office at this hour with his top advisors on how to respond to the gruesome videotape that arrived today from Lebanon. With it came a message claiming the man seen hanging in the video was Marine Lieutenant Colonel William Higgins, kidnapped in Lebanon last year. Bush's response turns on whether the hanging victim really was Higgins.
Major Robin Higgins, a Marine Public Affairs officer at the Pentagon, watched the videotape of a man the terrorists say is her husband in a private Defense Department room. Then she issued a written statement saying she is still waiting for confirmation. She has not reached any conclusion that it is a tape of her husband.
Washington correspondent Rich Riemann says the message with the videotape said Higgins had been hanged in retaliation for Israel's kidnapping last week of a Shiite Muslim clergyman. Senate Republican leader Bob Dole, among those on Capitol Hill losing patience with the Israelis.
Perhaps a little more responsibility on the part of the Israelis one of these days would be refreshing.
I'm Tom Martin on the United Stations Radio Network.
Hi, this is Patrick O'Neill. Isn't it a big pain when a little pain interferes with something you enjoy? I enjoy being on a boat. A while back, I just started out on a trip, was pulling a line, and a back pain kicked in. After planning the whole trip, I wasn't about to let that pain spoil things. So I rubbed in some therapeutic mineralized pain-relieving gel. It gives penetrating deep cold pain relief. It feels cool, not hot. You can feel the deep cold pain relief start. It really works. And therapeutic mineralized doesn't have an embarrassing odor. You probably don't like smelling like a hospital any more than I do. And I'll bet you're just determined not to let that pain get to you. So when you get a minor ache or pain in your muscles or joints, pick up the jar. Just remember, there's one original therapeutic mineralized, the one with the deep cold trademark. Use only as directed. Therapeutic Mineral Ice. Feel what deep cold pain relief can do.
Thousands of firefighters from all over the country and soldiers from Fort Lewis and Washington State have been called to pitch in against wildfires raging out of control in Oregon and Idaho. Thousands of acres are also burning in California, Montana, and Washington State. Up to nine men may be trapped alive inside a self-propelled work platform that capsized off Morgan City, Louisiana today, as it was heading for shore ahead of Tropical Storm Chantal.
Various things that could affect the amount of air still left in there between the number of people in a compartment. If the compartment has any openings that would let water into it, it would vary the amount of air available.
Coast Guard Petty Officer Rich Muller, making rescue extremely difficult is that oncoming storm. Seas are at 15 feet, wind clock at 50, and it's going to get worse. The storm has hurricane potential as it nears the Gulf Coast. Via satellite, this is the United Stations Radio Network. The Gulf storm is already soaking southern Louisiana and southeastern Texas with heavy rain. Forecaster Neil Jones with the Weather Channel in Atlanta is predicting the storm will hit land by early tomorrow afternoon.
Tropical Storm Chantal is intensifying slowly, and right now we're kind of changing our mind on where it's going to make landfall. Now we're thinking it might be a little bit east of the Galveston Bay area, and it may be as far east as Louisiana-Texas border.
Hurricane warnings have gone up from Morgan City, Louisiana, to Freeport, Texas. The head of the Customs Service is burning a bridge or two as he quits the Bush administration today.
Before quitting as Customs Chief, Von Raab blasted several cabinet departments for only giving lip service to fighting drug abuse, and he included his boss, Treasury Secretary Nick Brady.
I mean, he has stopped my zero tolerance effort. He wouldn't put it forward. It's now back to being defined. He stopped our little effort to get large narco traffickers through a bounty system.
Von Raab says he knew of rumors he was about to be fired, and he toned down a speech at Brady's request that was to call State Department officials wimps for a business-as-usual attitude toward stopping drug imports. I'm John Bisney in Washington.
The government's latest annual survey on American drug abuse finds overall drug abuse in this country has fallen 37%. But then you look at specifics, and it shows that there's been a 33% increase between 1987 and 88 in the number of people admitting to the poll that they use cocaine at least once a week. I'm Tom Martin.
And the Wave 970 weather forecast calls for this evening partly cloudy with a few thunderstorms here and there, mainly south and east of the metropolitan area of Louisville. Temperatures falling into the mid-70s for overnight, partly cloudy with a low around 70, and for tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 88. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 70. Wednesday, partly sunny and very warm with a high around 90. Not a good time to have your air conditioning out either in the car or in the house. Right now, 84 degrees in downtown Louisville, and no precipitation is measured on your weather station radar, primarily because the radar seems to be broken and nothing is on there. We can't watch the Flintstones or anything. That's the way that goes.
The comments and opinions expressed on Your Question, Please are those of the guests, callers, and sponsors, and do not necessarily reflect the opinion of WAVG. Wave 970 presents Your Question, Please, the nightly talk show that gives you a chance to ask the experts. Lines are now open at 571-9797. That's 571-9797. If calling long distance, the area code is 502. And now, the host of Your Question, Please, Wave Radio's Jim Bond.
Thank you and good evening. The time is 6:06 and I'm Jim Bond, here to talk some computers with Bill Rhine of Computer Bay. Wait a minute. Is this out too? Hang on. Say something into your...
Jim?
Yeah. All right, it's on.
Okay.
The light bulb burned out on it. Boy, the light bulb burned out on this?
Having a technical problem tonight.
into each life some rain must fall, but my God, we're having thunderstorms in here.